broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Was that bad? Yeah. Was that,
I think we messed it up.
Was that wrong? Yeah, yeah. Weren't you supposed to say
he was,
that?
I think it's usually yeah. second. No?
You're the oh, yeah.
I'm yeah,
the
yeah, oh, you're yeah. the oh, yeah.
So it's because we haven't that, done
oh, yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, wasn't sexual enough.
Right, because yeah. it's welcome back to Ask the Fellas.
You know what's wrong?
Where everyone can be one of the fellas. Even the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Especially the lady fellas.
Let me tell you.
Especially the lady fellas.
Let me tell you why we started off on the wrong foot.
Why?
Everybody in this fucking room is drinking water for some fucking reason.
Yes. Yes, we are.
What the fuck is going on in here? And my voice is gone. Do you notice that?
We're horse, bro.
Good Lord.
Fucking Jerry's horse. I have a fucking cough. This fucking is... Omar looks the way that he normally does.
What's that mean?
We're fucking recuperating, bro, from the event.
From Saturday, man.
Bus.
Big red bus.
Holy shit, that was a good time.
That shit reminded me of my real age, bro, because I was like, fuck.
Man, this is the first Ask the Fellas event that we've had ever. In what, 7 years?
In the history of history.
And it was epic.
It was a lot of fun, man.
It was crazy, man. I've never seen, you know what, you're right. I think because we saw a lot of people that we knew. We saw some people that we didn't know, some listeners and everybody. So it was just the excitement. And then it took me back to like college because we saw some college friends and everything. And, you know, your mindset went to like that, your drinking, the way you used to drink. And, yeah, I pay for it, man.
Hey, we tried, though. We tried to drink as much as we drank before. Yeah. Like, I started off with 2 bottles of tequila, thinking like, all right, man, we're going to do a toast for all the homies that ain't here, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
But when I was getting there, I got there a little late, and people were already there. So I was like, fuck, trying to set up everything really fast, trying to put the music, trying to put, like, cornhole, do something, like, so we can have a good time before the bus shows up. And I totally forgot. My wife started handing out shots, and I'm like, I forgot that it was supposed to be
before the bus took off.
A toast, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be a toast, and she didn't. I didn't tell her the plan, so she just
handed them out.
She started handing them out.
Jerry came, drove up like he was selling tamales and shit. And then he opened his trunk, took out a little table and everything. I was like, oh shit. Then I saw him with the tequila bottles. I was like, okay.
It was on, bro.
Yeah.
I got there, and within 5 minutes, I already had a tequila shot.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then within 10 minutes, I had a second one because Shomar's girl gave me a shot of that.
Man, so I want to do the shot here for the listeners that showed up and for our friends. And I know we're drinking water. And
a shot of water.
Fucking count, right?
So, H2O.
You know what? My water is better because it's cold.
Right. So cheers, fellas.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, fellas and lady fellas.
Oh, no. But, man, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time. And I remember most of it. Victorious, on the other hand, does it.
And that's the thing, man. I remember I was telling also, I go, you know what, man? You know how I know I'm more mature and I'm older? I go, because I'm showing up today and my goal isn't to get fucked up. I was like, dude, I swear to God, I don't know what happened. But then I was like replaying it in the back of my mind. And I was like, no. You know who got me fucked up? Fucking
Tank.
No, Rigmeister.
Oh, Rigmeister.
Because this fool was, I think he fucking roofied me, bro. This fool was like, we were on the bus, we were in the bottom. Uh-huh. And this fool brings out like one of those little pouches, the ones that like the ones you take on the cruise and shit.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was full of
bet you meant some other kind of pouch.
Oh no, not that kind of vibe.
Like, I should have been downstairs, man.
it was popping, bro.
Fuck.
And it was whiskey, and I don't really drink whiskey.
Oh, that was whiskey.
That was fucking well. You finished it.
It was delicious.
You finished it. Yeah, and I was like, fuck it. And I didn't want it, but then I was like, I'll take a swig. And then from there, MJ was like, boom. And then she I would finish, and then she boom. And I was like, fuck. And then I got to the bar, and what I fucked up is because I drank an IPA. I drank an IPA, and then fucking Rigmeister pulled up, And he's like, bro, you got to try this. And it was like a rum and coke, but it was like a Maggie's Pub type fucking drink.
It was a super, super rum and coke.
Yeah. And he's like, help me, Victorious, help me. Right. And I'm like, fuck.
Okay.
And then he did that shit again at the next fucking bar. And boom. And I drank some. And I was just like, because I don't remember if I did shots or not. I don't think I did shots other than the fucking swigs of the whiskey.
Oh, and you showed up late, so you didn't have the initial.
No,
shot.
I didn't have the initial.
Okay. Oh yeah, you almost missed the bus too.
Right? No, yeah, I was sad because I was just like, man, I'm gonna have to meet you guys at the first stop.
Everyone was there on time. Everyone,
every single one of us,
except for
Victoria. But you know what?
Thank you guys for waiting for me, man. That made my day. They would have ruined my day if I would have had a.
But he has a great story as to why he was late.
What is that?
He's gonna tell us.
Oh, please tell us.
So Victorious and I, we bonded after the second bar.
Oh, really?
And we went to Roxanne. We bonded. We didn't cuddle.
Sorry.
Because I drove him to that bar.
But you have a self-driving car, so you could have cuddled in the back.
Right. That's true.
Oh, I know. That would have been cool.
He would have crashed inside the bar. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're here. Shit.
No,
it was like a four-minute drive. And right. We had long enough for him to tell us that story. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, so it was like, I started off early, right? I went in, got a haircut. You know, I was getting ready and shit, getting my stuff. And then I was like, man, I don't like my shirt. And so I'm like, I think I kind of like had it in my head. I was just like, I'm like, nah, fuck this shirt, man. I don't want them to talk shit.
Oh, so psyched you out.
What kind of shirt did you have?
It was What was it? It was a T-shirt, but what did it have on it?
It had like
I don't even remember what the fuck it had on it, to be honest. But
it
wasn't up to par.
Yeah, it was a typical Victorious.
Yeah, like it wasn't. T-shirt. Yeah, like it wasn't up to par. But and then I had picked it out like beforehand and shit, and I was like, all
right,
cool.
Also,
I'm gonna wear this
on your bed.
Yeah,
you had but your then, pants but, right in front of it, and then your shoes right in front of that.
And I was about to get ready, and then I'm like, I psyched myself out, and I'm like, man, I don't know if it goes. And so then I'm like, fuck it. I'll make a quick run to the fucking store.
You were like, what would U also do?
Yeah, I know, right? And, dude, I swear, like, I was even going to go buy, like, a Muhammad Ali shirt and shit.
Oh, man.
No, and so I went to the store and nothing, bro. Like, it wasn't, like, shit was not my size. It wasn't, because I wanted a white shirt.
Yeah.
I wanted a white shirt and
let me ask, what store did you go to?
So I went to... I didn't
JCPenney
because my
Mervin's.
Haircut, no, because my haircut place is in North Long Beach.
Okay,
so then from there I'm like, fuck, I can't go. I don't have time to go to the mall. So then I went and hit up Target. I'm like, maybe I'll find like a tee at Target.
All right,
and then that's
usually a good bet.
Yeah,
right.
They got
a lot of good
graphic tee.
Yeah, so then they didn't have a white tee that
did
fit
you tell
me,
them
right?
What is the youth using today?
So then I did pick up a like a Bob Marley shirt, right? I picked up a Bob Marley shirt, and then I'm like, nah.
You don't do black people on your chest.
Right, and that was the thing. And shut up, bitch.
They do hear him on in his mouth.
Right.
Said, fuck. No,
no Muhammad Ali.
No, and I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
No Bob Marley.
And then so then from there, I'm like, man, they don't have it, right? So then I went. So then I'm making my way back, right? And mm-hmm. and so I hit up the Carson Mall. All
right.
And Carson Mall is fucking kind of shitty. It doesn't really have a lot of stuff. So, but from there, you know what I mean? They have a Target.
All right.
They have Old Navy that has, like, tees. They have – I even went into those stupid – like, it's called, like, Chic or some shit. Like, it's a
– Oh, just like a – yeah.
Like, where they sell shoes and like, kind of gear. Like, mm-hmm. So, I hit up so many fucking stores, and nobody had shit, bro. And then I – where else did I go? I feel like I – oh, no. And then I went to Ross, fucking Burlington. Like
– You hit it all.
I hit
– Damn, you were on the mission.
No, I was on a mission. I couldn't find shit.
What time did you start this process?
Dude, my haircut was at 8:45.
What? The bro. Bus left at 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Was going to leave at 2. It left at 2:15.
Yeah, right. My wife's like, oh, and I went to JCPenney too. And my wife was like, are you alive? And I'm like, because fucking I left. And I'll be like, oh, I'll be back. I'm going to go get a haircut. And
you're like, I got to go get a fly shirt.
Dude, and at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck it, let me hit up this other fucking Target. And I hit up Target again, and I found this Fleetwood Mac fucking shirt, black and white. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I liked it. It fit good, and I felt it fit good. And I was like, all right, like, I'm digging it. So I grabbed that shirt, and I'm like, fuck, it's already 1 o'clock, and I haven't even bought my fucking alcohol.
Oh, you should have just
I mean,
I
there was plenty of alcohol. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to show up empty-handed, tampoco. And, then it would have been like, oh, fucking Victoria showed
up
empty-handed.
And he ain't got shit.
Yeah, and he's late. No, and at that point, yeah, it was like 1 o'clock, and I'm like, fuck it. I fucking ran to fucking Food for Less, got some ice, got the cans. I had a little backpack, nice little igloo backpack mm-hmm. that I was going to fucking put my shit in there. I was like, all right, cool. And I'm zipping it, and I fucking break the zipper.
Oh.
And I'm like, motherfucker.
Bro, at that point, you should have just went home.
I know. I wasn't even going to go anywhere. I was like,
it's not your day,
dude,
bro.
And I was just like, man, I was the main one talking shit to Easy. And I'm like, I'm probably going to be the motherfucker that's going to be late. And I was. And so at that point, I found another little cooler that I had at the house. And I was like, fucking, I threw all my shit in there. And my wife's like, where were you, right?
She's like, still, like, yeah. What the fuck were you for 4 hours?
And I'm like, parents just don't understand.
And I'm like, I had to go find a shirt. I'm like, I had to go find a shirt, man. Like, and she's like, and she didn't, because I didn't tell her the whole thing behind it, right?
You didn't have time.
No. I was like, I would have showed up at 3. Like, I would have busted out on a fucking board and shit. You know? And so
here, you see this pile of shit? That's the guys. And here, where I'm crying, that's after they talk shit to me.
That's me. Me fucking sitting in my pile of tears. No, and so at that point, you know, I get dressed real quick, and then my daughter's like, Dad, what's that on your shirt? Right? Like,
No.
I thought, yeah, like, I had no, and she was talking about the band. She's like, she's like, who are they? You know? And I'm like, I don't have time for this. I gotta go. And then my wife's like, well, what time did you have to be at the thing? I'm like, I had to like already be there, you know? And so I'm fucking gunning down the fucking fruit. And so we were the time was set for 1:30.
Yeah.
Yes.
1:30. I fucking got there at 2:10.
Yeah.
That was fucking late. I would have left my ass. But thank you guys.
Well,
for
luckily for
me.
You, you were only literally 10 minutes late.
Right. That wasn't so bad.
The bus wasn't gonna leave us until
right
till
2.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that until that same day, and I was like, oh, okay. So I get there at 1:45, and I'm like, all right, I'm cool.
Yeah. No, we made so the organizer let me know that it was like, all right, well, it's 2 o'clock. I said, no, it's 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, no, it's 2 o'clock. I was like, no, it's
1:30. Yeah.
And everyone showed up like close to like, I think, 1:55 and just got there just enough to like get a shot. And then the bus shows up, and they were like, all right, well, let's get on the bus. And everybody loaded on the bus, and I was like, who else is missing? They're like, nobody. I'm like, like, no.
Nobody important.
No. Mick is not here. And they're like, oh, that's the only one? Like, yeah. Like, what should we do? I'm like, we got to wait.
Yeah.
Like, we got to wait. And then, MJ, like, we could say her name on the show, right? I'm sorry, JN. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because we're secretive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, yeah, we can wait. I'm like, yes. So we were trying to play the music. Fucking music wasn't working.
Oh,
nothing
was
fucking
I heard
working.
Something like,
oh,
like
is that why it was like fucking going on and off and shit?
Yeah, because I connected right away, and the lady fucking turns it off, thinking that that's what's going to help. And then, you know, to turn it back on, all of a sudden I couldn't connect again, and I had to forget the Bluetooth, reassign, and do all this like pairing shit. And I did it like 5 times, man. That thing was just not working.
That was probably the reception. No, the reception was.
And no, and then afterwards, then it was the reception once we started moving.
Oh.
But at first, the music started playing like right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, things went haywire. Yeah. But I was like, at least let me get the music started, and people are going to be okay with like sitting here for a little bit because the sun was hitting us.
Yeah. Nero, nobody was even paying attention to that. Everybody was just like kind of like
talking,
catching
up,
fucking, you know, grabbing a drink, catching up.
I thought the music was on the whole time.
Yeah, yeah,
I was already drinking.
Best playlist ever.
I'm like, oh man, I got to get this playlist right here.
So we started raffling off drinks, and then I thought, like, all right, well, these people, because you guys seemed kind of quiet when I got up there, but it was probably quiet because I got up there.
Yeah.
And oh, because I thought you were going to make an announcement.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Like, there comes the principal. I know.
Put your drinks away.
Narc.
No, but it was a great time, man. We got to do this again next year.
This is something that we used to do it every year. Mm. And I think we had done it like maybe like 5 years in a row. And then fucking COVID hit. And then since COVID. How long has it been now? 4 years that we hadn't done it?
Yeah, we hadn't done it. I think we acquired last year, but we were like, we had a lot going on. Yeah. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Man, we got it done. We had 50 people on that fucking bus.
Right.
It was crazy, man. Yeah. I fucking threw up at the second bar.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I would have.
Oh, man. It was because we were drinking. Like, as soon as we got to the parking lot, mm-hmm. we were drinking. Even before the bus arrived, mm-hmm. people were like, fuck it, let's start drinking. So everybody just brought out the coolers, started drinking. And then Jerry Key drives up. Parks, and then he takes out his tequila shots. Mm. He started giving everybody was drinking and shit. And then by the time we got up on the bus, you know, we're waiting for a mix, so we're still keep on drinking and shit. Dang. Man, I think by the second bar, like,
it was,
you were,
it was
yeah.
a wrap, huh?
And they gave me a fucking tequila shot. And it was a double one. And I wasn't expecting, I thought it was a single. I thought it was a double and shit, and I drank it. Oh man, that shit just hit me bad. I rushed to the restroom, man. If God must have been looking out for me, because if that restroom door was locked, I was going to yak right in front.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, because that shit was already coming out.
Man, you know where else I didn't eat anything.
That's because you were looking for a shirt the whole time.
I did, yeah. it just hit me right now. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't eat.
But your plan was not to get fucked up.
No, that going in, I even told Oso, because Oso doesn't drink.
Right.
And I go, you know what? I'm pretty proud of myself, man. I'm like, you know, I'm like every time we've gone on the Big Red Bus, it's always been like, man, we're going to get so fucked up. And that was not my plan. It wasn't my plan, but I think it's just like muscle memory. I don't know. It's like, is it Big Red Bus? And fuck it.
You know, Mick turned into like the college Mick. Cause at the bar EJ's, when we got to that one, we were nachos.
We had
nachos and a drink and everything. So they got another drink. Why was Mick standing next to us already eating nachos? And my girl's friend was like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "Oh shit, that's Mick."
Wait, those were your nachos?
Yeah, that was our nachos. Damn. And then you're eating them.
Fuck my.
And
bad.
Then you get the drink, and then the girl was like, "Oh, like okay, you could have it." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, we'll go half."
I took somebody's drink.
Yeah, you go. We'll
See,
go,
I don't
we'll
even
go.
Remember
he
that.
Said, "You said we'll go half." And you took a big ass gulp. He said, after a little bit, he goes,
he said,
"Here." No.
He said, "My half was at the bottom."
Pretty much, because you left her like a little
bit. The only way to get there.
And then she goes, "You know what? It's okay. We'll order more. Like, just drink it." You're like, "Okay." And you drank and you ate.
And that was at EJ's.
Yeah. And then you went back, and then we saw you at the other table.
eating somebody else's nachos. And you're drinking somebody else's drink.
I was eating a wing.
Horrible wing. You're like eating it up. And that girl was like, "Who is that?" Like, that's Mick. That's
Victoria. Mick, put up a plate.
Victoria, let me tell you what the plan was. Once we got to EJ's bar, okay?
Yes.
My wife saw you a little inebriated.
Right.
And says, "Is he driving?" And I said, "I don't think so." Because Tank was going with you, so I thought he was going
to
drive.
Oh, when we were driving from the spot to EJ's.
Right. And I was like, all right, but you got into the driver's seat, so I had to chase you down and get next to you to tell you, "Hey, bro, pull over, man. My wife is going to drive your truck."
Yeah.
Like, all right. You're like, "Okay, I don't know what you said, but you agreed."
No, your wife called me.
Oh, she called
you.
She
called
me
because she called me.
Oh, we were right next to you.
Yeah, and you guys were next
to
me.
We were right next to you.
And I was
you're like, "Wait up, I'm trying to lose these people that are, that are trying to rap me.
Some creeps keep following me."
And I tell her, "All right, you have to let him know that the plan is for him to sober up so he can drive home."
Yeah.
Like, so don't drink anything.
Yeah.
But at EJ's bar, bro, I just saw you with drink after drink after drink.
Yeah, because I was still drinking at fucking EJ's. At the other bar, that's when
Roxanne.
I started drinking water.
That's when I grabbed your drink and I said, "Hey, no, bro, you got to."
I still
up.
Had a drink at Roxanne's.
You bought one for Barlow's, and you had one for yourself. And
I need to check my credit card, bro. My credit card is still in my phone, but I
thought I lost mine.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was, we went outside. He walked us outside for some reason. I'm like, hey, McTorris, let me tell you where your truck is. And he's like, no, I know where my truck is. I'm like, no, because I parked it. And he's like, no, I came with your wife.
And she parked in that alley.
She parked in like, yeah, there is no alley around here, bro. We came from another bar. And you're like, yeah, we're at EJ's. Like, we are not at EJ's.
Damn. Dude, I was still at fucking EJ's. At that point, I didn't even remember that you had brought me to.
I took you to Roxanne's.
Was it Roxanne's?
Yeah.
But we did EJ's, then we did something else.
Roxanne's.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was three. Nah. Three after.
No, that was the bus.
Yeah.
The bus did three, and then we did two more.
Oh, okay.
But, man, you were
all these crazy stories everywhere, man.
You know what? My fucking body feels like I got hit by a bus.
No shit.
Because I think I was, like, dancing and
shit.
Yes,
you were.
Yeah, we were.
You know
dancing.
What? I don't even want to watch the videos that got sent out on the.
Oh, we got some.
I know. I saw them on the group chat. I didn't play them. I'm like, I go, no, I know. Like, I know I was holding on to that bar. And I'm like, yeah, because my legs are killing me.
In your head, you were still a gentleman.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember doing the breathalyzer test?
Yes. I was 0.14, I think.
You were 0.149, bro. That's almost.
Hey, but then. But then
almost dying.
But then Barlow showed up and made me feel better. He was 0.4.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, you were 0.4, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a picture.
There's a picture. I got a picture right here.
I would have been dead.
No, you were not dead. You were very much very much alive.
You were still drinking.
Holy shit.
And he's like, what? And you were 0.4. Yeah, I want to say 0.4.
Well, that's not funny at all.
It really is.
This is your head, but somehow I didn't get your whole head. But look what that says.
Oh, shit.
Look what that says.
0.400.
And drunk McTorius was 0.14.
Shit.
Yeah. But he had been sobering up for about an hour.
I was about 10 cups of water in at that point.
You know, it's crazy. I remember having one drink at EJ's.
Oh, man.
And then one more at fucking Roxanne's. But I guess I was already. I guess because I had. No.
I gave you another one.
And I gave you one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
at Roxanne's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man. No wonder.
Yeah, it was. I know you're drunk when you start dancing.
Why were we all dancing together?
I know.
At one point.
We're like, we haven't done this in so long.
Said, where are all the women at?
They're just staring at us.
I know. They're like, what's wrong with these guys?
We're like, still got it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, what a mess. But regardless, man, I had a great fucking time.
It was good,
had
man.
Had good conversations and. I apologize for all the stuff that I may have done when I didn't remember, but.
Well, one of the conversations you had with me at the third bar when we had appetizers laid out, McTorius picks up a plate of appetizers.
Oh, yeah. He starts walking with
and
me.
He starts
the whole, the whole plate?
But he comes up to me and is like, hey, Jericho, are you guys going to replenish the appetizers while eating all of the appetizers?
No. Yes. It was empty. It was that was probably like a little bit of chips. And I remember, and I was, because I had told him, I'm like, I go, man, we didn't get to have any fucking appetizers.
Yeah, Easy was like, fucking Mick took all the fucking appetizers
no.
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and let's clarify that, because I didn't eat shit there either.
I just told him no. He's like, what?
No, because I remember.
No more?
The blasphemy.
Because I'm like, dude, I didn't get, and then there was a handful of people, and I'm like, man, well, fuck you. Yeah, I'm going to take this shit, and I'm going to eat all the little scraps. And then that's when your wife was like, oh, well ask Jericho, because I don't know if they're supposed to replenish it.
No, I don't
And it was because I remember when we used to do it, every fucking stop had appetizers.
Food, right?
Yeah.
They all have food.
Yeah, there was a miscommunication. We were supposed to have it at the last two stops.
Oh, okay.
That's why we had all that money left over. Hmm. So instead, that's why we started raffling off drinks because they're like, well, we got all this money left over. Let's just do something with it because we can't really.
That was a pretty cool idea. I think people appreciated that.
Yeah.
What is it? One of my girl's friend, the guy, it was funny because like every bar, one bar he was like all super drunk. The next bar he was all hyper. The other one he was fucking drunk. At Roxanne he was all dancing.
He was on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Like at shenanigans, you see him, he's like this. Like
I think we know
pictures.
I think we know why he was hyped.
Yeah, probably.
The next bar.
Yeah, that's when you guys were dancing and shit.
You guys were battling.
You guys were battling.
Did you ever go to arenas? Let me show you my moves.
And then somebody even lost their engagement ring.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I didn't even know what happened. I just saw Mick with his light.
With my flashlight, with
like,
on my
like
phone.
Like, looking all over, and I'm like, what the fuck's that fool doing? Like,
I was looking for my dignity, bro.
And, like, and all he's drinking is water.
I think he's lost it. No, it's because the girl's fiance came back. They had left, and he came back, and he's like, oh, so-and-so lost her ring. And he's like, he was all worried. And I'm like, well, fuck, I ain't doing shit. I go, I might as well help you look for it. And yeah, that's why.
That's why.
Dude, I even went into the female and the women's restroom.
Shut up.
Yes.
Damn.
And not because I was, but I made sure nobody was in there. But no, we didn't find it. But then today they let us know that somehow they recovered it.
Yeah, they were able to find it. You know what? She probably dropped it in the car. And then they found it the next day.
Yeah. Or maybe he has like. It's a fake one, so he has like a few.
He's like, I found it, babe.
Hey, right here.
He's like, how are you buying another one?
This is our fourth one.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, I have a rant.
What?
You motherfuckers, all three of you. Fuck all three of you. All three of you. Okay, so last week we didn't record a show, right? Right.
No.
Yeah. Right. And there was a particular reason why we weren't recording, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys still wanted to fucking record. And I was like, hell no, we're not recording
what
this
do you
fucking
mean?
Week. Dude, the freaking Dodgers were playing fucking game 4, okay. game 5, right. And you guys wanted to record at the same time that the game was going on?
Oh, I was just trying to record when the game was
on.
No,
no, no, no. It was with an incentive of if they won
win.
In 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they win in 4, then
we're
going to
record the
on
next
Wednesday.
Day. But then they kept going.
Yeah, since they didn't win in 4.
And then the other time we all had like things to do and stuff. And then we forgot it was damn Halloween too.
Yeah.
Right. But we were being considerate for the Dodger game and we said no. You know, pending the
okay.
game on
the results.
The results.
Yeah. I think you guys said that after I said.
No.
No, we didn't. No, you swear.
I was like, if the Dodgers don't win today and they have to play tomorrow. I'm not fucking recording.
No, we said that from the get-go.
No. You said, what did you say? You said some shit like,
I ain't going.
if it's not today, I'm not recording tomorrow.
Right.
All this week.
Yeah, if they're not winning.
The week.
Yeah.
Week. You didn't say, you know, there was only like a few more days left.
Yeah, and I was like.
We could have recorded Thursday because it would have started on Friday.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's what I forgot.
They got kids, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But we respected the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We
yes,
respected
we did.
The
oh,
World
yeah.
Series. And
respected Halloween, too.
Yeah, and Halloween.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
And we had a great outcome.
And what a World Series, man.
Man.
Wow.
That game, dude, I was like at the edge of my fucking seat, dude.
Damn. Hey, so would you prefer them to come and win it in L.A.?
No.
Or are you happy
no.
that they
no.
did it
no.
at
no.
the Yankees in their face with all of them talking so much shit? And bam.
No, it had to happen there. We had already thrown out all of our fucking pitchers.
Yep.
And we would have been fucked the rest of the series.
No, we would have had Yamamoto.
Yeah, for starting. But then the bullpen was already kind of depleted, bro.
Yeah. But the way that I look at it, we should have lost game 1. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a game that it was fucking out of reach. And then Freddie Freeman was just like, you know.
He brought that shit.
But even before that, there were a lot of good things that happened that got us within reach, and Freddie Freeman brought it home.
That was when he hit that quadruple home run, right?
right.
Well, you know what? It was the whole series and stuff, because look at the last game. The last game that.
Shut up. He said,
what, bitch?
He said quadruple home run.
Yeah, right?
Why are you looking at him like that?
No, but because then prior to that, they had hit a double, right? Double home run. I'm just saying. I watch sports.
Wasn't this motherfucker the one who said, oh, the single home run, right?
Oh, no, I said single. You're right, single. Instead of solo, man. I'm like, oh, man, it's one home run.
It's called a grand slam.
Grand slam, a walk-off grand walk-off. Slam.
Yes.
Oh, well, what's
there, you,
oh
there you go.
Do you know what a walk-off is?
Yeah, that's when you win it at the end.
Okay.
And then you get to walk off the field.
Oh,
otherwise,
right.
You got to stay there.
Okay, all right.
Until the next day.
Until the next day. You can't leave, motherfucker.
Oh,
but, dude, that grand slam changed the entire trajectory of
the momentum and everything.
Yeah, everything. Everything.
And we should have lost game 5. That game was just a fucking mess for the Yankees.
Well, because the pitcher, Cole. That motherfucker had our fucking number. They fucking...
Hell yeah.
He kept us, like, real, like, you know, in his fucking pocket and shit. Like, we couldn't do shit.
If it wasn't for those three errors in that fifth inning, we wouldn't have been able to catch up.
You know what? It was really four errors.
Four.
It was Judge's fucking missed catch, right? Sure. Fly ball catch.
Oh, they're talking about the last game. The fifth.
Yeah, game five.
Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about game one.
No, game five.
Now we're going to game five.
So Judge is missing the fucking fly ball.
Yep.
Fucking the shortstop. Missed throw to third base.
Was it Soto? Soto, the one that the third base? No.
No, he's Vin something. It starts with a
Volpe.
Volpe, the one that hit the the one that hit the grand slam too. And then the fucking misplay at first base.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'm tripping.
It's three, fool.
There's a third one.
Because wasn't there a balk?
There was a balk.
It's the same game, right?
Yeah, it's the same game.
And we were able to score a run because of that fucking balk.
Yeah.
Explain balk to
me. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
The pitcher took too long to pitch, so they called it a balk. Like, you know how there's a pitch clock now?
Yeah.
So I think that created a ball, which made him allowed him to walk.
A balk.
A balk.
I learned balk. Something balk. New.
Spell it.
B-L-C-K?
No.
B-A-C-K?
No. D-I-C-K?
That's back.
D-I-C-K? B-A-K-E?
No. B-A-C-H?
No.
Fuck.
B-A-L-K.
Oh, a buck. Oh, like a walk, but a...
Yeah.
That's buck.
So, dude, those fucking errors.
Yeah.
I think Jesus fucking bleeds blue, bro.
He does.
Hey, he probably does, man.
It was those nuns. Remember those nuns?
That is true.
The praying nuns.
Yeah. So, essentially, we should have been down 3-2, right? In game five. After game five.
After
so
game
we would
five.
Have been coming home 3-2.
Yes.
So, we got very lucky game one and got very lucky in game five.
Game five, we were not going to win it.
No.
It wasn't until those fucking errors occurred and the Dodgers took full advantage of those errors. We were done. Cole came back and still pitched well, even though we got him in the next inning with Mookie Betts.
Kike also hit him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then fucking Theo Hernandez hit
Theo,
the fucking.
Theo Oscar.
But I think the only reason they were able to hit him was because he was already rattled.
Yeah.
You know, a little rattled. He was on fire.
After that first base fuck up.
Yeah. But he was going to a no-hitter.
There were five unearned runs.
Yeah.
And, they were all five unearned. All of them.
Wild. Let me tell you this. So we were losing 5-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had this fucking feeling, this heavy feeling over me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just couldn't shake it. I was like, this is it. It's fucking, like, today, we're going to lose the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they hit that weak little hit. It wasn't weak. Was it weak, that first hit that they hit on Cole?
I don't remember.
I wasn't watching yet.
It wasn't a great hit, but it was a hit, right?
Yeah.
After that, like, it felt like something just lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt, I was like, all right, I feel good now. And then all the good things started to happen.
Damn, you should have told me. I would have done like a live bet.
Oh, man. But yeah, it felt That's different crazy. After that first hit. And I didn't even know that they had a no-hitter up to that point.
You know, for me, man, because I didn't follow the Dodgers all season, right? So, but I always heard, like, Ohtani, right? And this fool, like, I was waiting in the World Series. I'm like, man, I finally get to see this fool in action. He didn't do shit.
Sorry,
well, it's like
he was like, wait a minute. Why is Freeman doing everything?
I know, right?
Ohtani not doing shit?
Yeah, he doing shit. Hey, like, Freddie Freeman.
Freddie ate Japanese? Is
it, maybe. that's a funny way to spell Ohtani.
Oh, man.
No, it's just like the Yankees with Judge.
With Judge, yeah.
He didn't do shit until the last part, but
the last two games,
then he
yeah.
fucked it all up.
Yeah, no, that's
He
that's
started
wild,
that
man.
Shit. He yeah, started but, that yeah. shit.
There were some good games, man. You know, I was really disappointed, too, about with the Yankees fans, man, what they tried to do to Mookie Betts. Like,
dude, that dude was crazy. I thought he was special. Or I thought he had, like, Down syndrome or something.
He should have pretended to be, man.
Because after he took the ball out of Mookie Betts' fucking glove, he was, like, smiling, like, I did something good, huh?
Yeah.
No, motherfucker, you about to get kicked out the game.
He should have been arrested, bro.
Right.
He should have been.
Like, the dude grabbed his freaking glove and like, just held it hostage, and the other guy grabbed his hand.
They were trying to open it.
And they were trying to open his glove.
Trying to get that ball.
They were trying to just poke the ball out or something.
Nah, man. And you can see the desperation on Mookie's face, bro. Like, he was, like, trying to, like, get up because he didn't want to get hurt.
Right.
It's so fucked up, bro.
They could have broken his wrist.
Yeah, for sure.
If he really wanted to.
If that would have happened, for sure, they would have been fucking...
going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have gotten fucked, too, because Mookie did a lot, too.
Shit. But luckily, you know, we live in the era of television and fucking reviews, and they were able to see. Even though the lineman, the line coach, or the line judge, or whatever the fuck they call him, he had already called the out.
Yeah.
Even though he hadn't pulled the ball in yet, but he had already called it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't like it was a close call or whatever.
And in the actual other play that happened before, I think, was it in San Diego? No, it happened in L.A., but against San Diego, where the fan was there.
Uh-huh.
But if you could see the play again, he kind of like retracted a little bit, giving the player a chance to catch the ball.
Right.
And that's why he came back and offered him a ball. But the fan was like, fuck you. He threw it on the field. But he didn't do it in a malicious way. He's like, that's what you do. Like, as a fan, right. Like if you get a ball from a Padre, you're just going to throw it back on the field.
Right.
But like, that's what was supposed to happen. Like, just get out of the fucking way, man. You don't have to, you know, create a moment where you create interference to save a home run.
Yeah.
You know who I feel bad for?
Mm.
The Padres fans.
Oh.
Why?
Why? Why do you feel bad?
I mean, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm totally fucking kidding. Because these motherfuckers, you know, they thought they had this shit in the bag.
Talking all that shit.
Well, they had a good squad, man.
They did.
Yeah.
They had a good squad.
But then they went fucking dead.
Yeah.
No fucking runs the last two games.
Well, it was after that fucking game, right?
Yeah.
The game where they scored, what, 10 on us?
Yeah.
They were all this hype. They were fucking puffing their chest, acting like they were fucking hard now. Yep. Like, we got this. We got, and like, after that, that was it.
Yep. That was a wrap.
I mean, it's, you.
The whole thing.
Whenever we play games, right, there's always this one fucking guy talking shit to the other team.
Yeah.
Talking shit, just fucking yapping. Guess what what happens to the other team? They get fucking fired up.
Yep.
And they have a reason to fucking win now. Right. Anytime I have that fucking teammate, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't want to wake these motherfuckers up.
Right. Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the fucking bear. Yeah.
That's how Michael Jordan was.
Right.
Yeah, when they would start talking shit to him, he'd be like, all right. Mm-hmm. And he'd come back and drop 45 and shit, and Kobe too.
Kobe would be quiet and stuff.
Yeah. But you know, well, the other thing that kind of disappointed me, I don't know if you guys are like that or not, but like when Ohtani got hurt, like people were fucking cheering, bro. Like
I'm the like, Yankees?
Yeah.
New
like,
York, though. New York are assholes, man.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Like that's somebody's like fucking livelihood and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, but I think when you're like so
into it, like, you're just like, you think like, about
and,
the
and
win.
And everything's going bad and shit. Everything's going bad for them. Everything they see that, they're like, well, fuck it. Let's at least cheer for that.
Finally, something good for us.
There's something going our way and shit.
You want to know something funny? I took an Uber to go to the restaurant to watch the game where we like to go watch it and shit. Mm-hmm. And the guy that picks me up, he has a little accent, right? I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, man, I'm in town. I'm coming to make some money. I'm like, ah, oh, cool, man. Where you come from? He's like, the Bronx. I was like, ah, shit. I had all my fucking Dodger gear, bro. Had my hat, had my jersey, had my jacket on.
Oh, shit.
And I had no weapons, bro, because they check for weapons where I go.
Yeah.
So I was like,
it's a good establishment.
Yeah, I know. They're going to, this dude is going to take me to a fucking alley and just kick that shit out of me right now, because we were up 3-1. Uh-huh. So I was like, man, this guy's going to be pissed. But no, he was real cool about it. And he just started telling me, like, hey, man, it's fucking really nice out here, man. Like, my life expectancy jumped up 70%.
Oh, shit. Like,
what the fuck? Like, oh, man, no, you don't. He could not stop talking, bro.
Yeah.
The ride was only like eight minutes.
But he knew all about his
whole everything about the Bronx,
yeah.
About how fucking dangerous it is, how, like, when you're walking down the street, man, you don't know whether you're going to make it or not. I was like,
holy
dude,
shit.
This kid, he was young. He was, like, 20, 22 years old and shit.
You should have hit him with, what happened with Fat Joe?
Oh, that was terrible.
You know what? We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, my God.
That was embarrassing, bro.
They were like, okay, you know what? Okay, they got Ice Cube. Who do we got? You know what? Fat Joe.
He's gonna kill it.
But who else would they? I mean, there's a lot of other rappers, I understand.
They could have got like DMX.
Bitch, he's dead. He's dead.
What?
He died, bro.
He's dead.
He's
dead.
He's
what? Why did anybody tell
me? Rest in peace.
Who else would they
have
got?
That's Bartles at 555.
What about Easy E then?
He's dead. First of all, he's West Coast.
Oh, that's right. That's why he's like Easy.
Thought he was gonna say Big Papa, fucking Notorious B.I.G.
He was next on the list.
Oh, you know what? He was, yeah.
No, man.
Well, I'm going down the list of people that died.
Dead. Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
Damn.
He's dead too, man.
Oh,
fucking guest appearance from fucking Diddy, bro. Brought that motherfucker out.
I think they were trying to get Jay-Z, but, you know, he's trying to lay low and shit.
Man. Oh, he's on some island right now.
But they could have gotten Nas. You know, somebody said, like, they would have gotten the Wu-Tang. Yeah.
They would have gotten the whole Wu-Tang. It would have been over, bro.
Like, all of them would have spread it different parts.
I would have said, Dodgers, just pack it up, go home.
Just go. It's Wu-Tang, bro. It's
fuck Wu-Tang forever.
Fuck.
Nah, yeah, they made a bad choice, man.
But you know what? If they would have gotten Nas and they would have played If I Rule the World, that would have been
But you know what? How many people remember that song or that? How many people remember Nas?
A lot of people.
Nas is,
really?
He's one of the greats, bro.
Oh, is he?
Listen, yeah.
When it comes to music, there's nothing more memorable than 90s music.
Yeah.
90s and 2000, but 90s even more, bro. 80s had its moment, and somehow I don't feel as connected to it. But think about all the people that are watching baseball now.
Mm-hmm.
People our age. And a little bit older, fine. Yeah. And they knew the genre. They knew the 90s music. And most of the playoff music and the little promos and the little commercials, all you hear was 90s hip-hop songs, bro.
Yep.
It was fucking – if it wasn't like Far Side, if it wasn't Snoop, it was like some kind of 90s hit, bro. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. And I commend baseball for finally doing that shit. And then when Ice Cube came on, and he hit the field at Dodger
Stadium. I wasn't even expecting
that. Man, it made a lot of sense.
I wasn't expecting that.
Why? Because did you see the promo? I think there was a New York. What was it? Empire State of Mind.
Oh, yeah.
With Alicia Keys.
And then what was it? California Love on our side? I was like, all right, they're embracing hip-hop finally, man. And it was dope. You know?
Yeah, man. Ice Cube fucking killed it.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah. Fat Joe killed them.
He killed their morale, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That was terrible. You know what? On the big red bus, there was a guy that was wearing a Yankees hat.
Yeah.
And I saw him as I was going to the bathroom, and I'm like, you know they lost, right? I told him. I'm like, you must be from the East Coast, huh? And he's like, actually, I am. He's like, he was from the Bronx, too.
Oh, no
Maybe
way.
He was your Uber driver.
My guy was Puerto Rican.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know if this guy was black or Puerto Rican, but he could have been.
He was black.
He was black. Okay.
No, he was cool. We had a good laugh about it. He's like, yeah, they fucking lost. I go, don't ask me anything about baseball, man. Like, that's as far as it goes.
Oh, but Bart was like, yeah, he was black. He didn't laugh at my DMX joke.
Y'all should have got DMX.
He like, that was my uncle. I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm so sorry, man. I don't listen to rap, man. I don't know. I have no idea.
This is Ramon
Steph
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a would you rather.
Oh shit,
you ready?
I would rather.
Ready?
You would rather?
I'd rather not. I'd rather not.
All right. Would you rather have sex with a hideously ugly person or sex with a recently deceased corpse? But she is fucking hot as fuck.
Is she still warm?
Damn, that's a good question.
You said recently. You
know, recently.
That's a good question, bro.
Shit.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Should we make her warm?
I mean, we've all had sex with a sleeping girl, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and they've woken up.
Yeah, they've woken
up. Okay, yes.
What I'm saying, you know, like it starts off as, you know, like, hey, let me just fondle her for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you really believe that she likes it, but they're asleep.
I know.
Okay. So with that said, let's say she's still a little warm.
Yes.
A little warm. Right. Let's make it warm.
This makes it very easy for me. I'm sleeping with the corpse, bro.
You're sleeping with the corpse. And you know what? And I'll even throw in a bottle of lube.
Corpse.
Wait, why?
For I don't know. She might not produce anymore. I don't know.
Well, she's dead, so she's not. She's definitely not producing.
Yeah.
I mean, for her pleasure or mine?
I don't know. Well, what if her pussy doesn't get wet?
How hideous is the hideous woman, though?
She's pretty, like, nasty. I don't know.
How does it look down there?
Yeah.
Like a pussy.
But is it, like, clean, smells good?
Okay, her face isn't.
It's like jacked.
Jacked. And her body's probably a three.
Not deformed, but she's just ugly.
Yeah, she's just ugly. Okay. Like, it's just, Like, fuck, you look at her and you're just like, yeah. But then it's like, well, are you even going to get your dick hard? You know, like, maybe, but who knows?
I think I'm going to go with a hideous girl. Because at least with the hideous girl, she can move around. She can fucking do something.
And I think the hideous girl is going to suck some of an amazing dick, bro.
Come on.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm going to let her do that.
You wouldn't let her suck your dick?
Nah.
Why?
I don't think so. Nah.
Too personal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just close your eyes.
Her or me?
I mean, you're right. I think if she moves around, it makes it that much better, right? Because otherwise, it's a doll. It's a sex doll.
Right. Right.
That's not a robot. Like a sex robot, it's a sex doll.
Well, you know, you fucking the corpse is kind of like you fucking a sex doll.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, even when you're watching porn, if you're not into it, you're not into it, man. Like, that shit starts, you know, like, it starts falling asleep. Mm-hmm. So right, a corpse is probably like halfway through, you're like, all right.
You'll lose interest. Yeah. I think you're going to lose interest, bro.
Like, do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the hideous girl, bro. She's alive. She can touch my balls. She can do stuff. You know, like, I'm going to go with her.
But she's into it, right?
Yeah, yes. Of course she's into it. She's sleeping with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Come on, Jericho.
How often does she have sex? Come on, man.
Shomar, what about you?
Hey, man, that was cool, man.
All right.
You know what? Fuck, I'm tired of this fool. All
right.
I can't believe all four of us are here today.
I know, right? That's like, it happens once in a lifetime.
Once in a blue moon.
Once a year. But he was there for the big red bus, which made it all that much.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Much more special, man. Like, can you believe how many free drinks that we got that day?
Dude,
yeah.
I was like, fucking.
Everybody was fucking just passing shit around. Like,
yeah.
Like, I didn't even have to take anything.
I know. I kept telling people, like, hey, man, no, like, I don't need one. I got a fucking beer with me already.
Damn, man.
Nah, it was fucking nuts. It was fucking cool.
Yeah, but it was definitely a blast from the past, bro. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun, man. The conversations that I do remember and just the feeling, man. I think it was like, well, like a nostalgic feeling of like, fuck, like we did this shit in our 20s, bro. Like,
let me tell you something. There were some listeners. Personal friend of mine is a listener, and he brought his wife. Another listener happened to know his wife. They worked together.
Oh, no way.
They didn't know they listened to the same show.
No fucking way.
And the other girl worked there too. And then when we got to EJ's bar, everybody knew each other there. And it was just like,
that's crazy.
It was crazy, man. It made it that much more fun for everybody. So, like, it was a good time,
man. Or one of the listeners was like, Cause Barlos didn't know him, and he was gonna go up to Barlos and like kind of hit on him and be like, oh my God, you're Barlos!
And like, no, don't do that, man. Don't do that, especially if I'm drinking.
No, and then it was funny because then and the guy's like introducing himself, but he never said his name. I don't know if you remember, and you were like, okay, cool, and then he starts talking about the show. And he's not saying his name, right? And then Barlos kept saying, yeah, but what's your, like, why don't you tell him your name, bro? Because I was trying to remember his name too. And I was like, why don't you tell him your name? And then he's like, no, he kept talking. And then Barlos is like, all right, nice to meet you. He's like, but what's your name? And he kept talking.
Who was it?
It was fucking Rigmeister. But I couldn't remember his name and I was just like, fuck. And then finally he said his fucking name.
Yeah.
And
that's when I told you, all right, man, we should have this guy on the show.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh, I've already been on the show. Oh, okay, I guess I wasn't there.
So this hideous person, though.
Yes.
What if it's a listener?
Even better.
Even better. And she could go home and be like, you know what? I had sex with all the fellas.
But she's obsessed, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about.
Because we're good.
Yeah, of course, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Dude, we just need to put it on Instagram and make it legit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so let's just say she's obsessed with us. She's even borderline stalker.
Fuck.
If it comes with those terms, I'm going back to the corpse. I can't afford a fucking stalker.
What the fuck? Damn, nah. I don't have time for that, bro.
Well, she doesn't know where we live. You know,
but she will find out.
Well, she knows what we look like now because we met her on the bus.
Right.
Right.
You know, and she, I mean, you did see a few of those listeners that were a little creepy,
like,
right?
Like hideous.
No, not hideous.
Some of the listeners are like, Who? Wait, which one of us was a hideous?
Right. No, and you know what was funny? Some of them, I didn't even know they were listeners, and we were in the bathroom. We were in the bathroom, and Shomar was in there, and I was in there. And they're like, hey, Shomar, would you suck your own dick?
You told me that. That was funny.
I was like, what the fuck?
That was hilarious.
How do you know him? How do you know that he doesn't suck his own dick?
I could die, bro.
Oh, man. So how about that? Like, you really, like, she can't find you. No, she doesn't know the super secret location.
Oh, if she's not going to find me, if you can guarantee she's not going to find me.
But she knows what you look like. She took a ton of pictures of you, bro. At the event, I don't know if you saw it, but people were taking pictures.
Taking pictures and shit.
So it was hard to get away from a camera.
I know, it's true.
Yeah. We should have collected phones, you know what I mean?
Give me your memory card. Yeah.
Turn it into a real Diddy party.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Hey, fellas, I want to do a PSA for you guys, man.
PSA.
PSA.
Yeah.
Post.
What?
Post
what? Oh, what?
Post-sexual actions.
No, okay.
Post-sexual advice.
Okay, how about the more you know? You guys know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that one. Why'd you make a rainbow?
That was a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
The star with the rainbow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. And you're old. I've seen that in the history books.
Yes. That's right, man. But no, there's a lot of scams going on when people buy gift cards. Like, my own family alone. First of all,
my own family alone has stolen millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that part. No, but we've been scammed too. Like, we bought gift cards for people, for family, and then they end up saying, like, hey, there's no money in this gift card. Oh. And then they go back and check, and somebody, you know, pretty much spent all that money. So there's just a lot of ways that people do it, and I got to tell you guys how.
Okay.
Because we figured out a few ways that scammers work.
How they do it.
So if you go to Target,
uh-huh,
and you buy a gift card, you put it down, and you say, here, you know, I want to put money on this. They'll scan it and activate it.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll say, oh, no, this one didn't work. And they'll put it to the side and scan another one for you. But that second one doesn't have any money.
The first one. Wait, so the cashier is
the one scamming you?
The cashier is the one scamming you. Yes, and it happens a lot, bro. And it's Target, and they figured it out. So I don't know how they're going to stop it, but that Target was one of those places that knew how to do the scam.
Shit,
motherfuckers.
Another one was, if you go to there's those a kiosk or whatever, they put the cards. They have, like, cards from everywhere.
Yeah, the gift card. The gift card fucking stand and shit at every CVS, Walgreens, or whatever the hell. Yeah.
They have Amazon. Yes. They have all the restaurants. Right. They're just stacked right there.
Right.
Yeah.
If you grab, like, don't ever grab the first one. Or actually, don't buy gift cards. Just don't. But if you have to.
He's like, I'll get back to that part. Yeah.
But if you have to, make sure that the glue or everything is intact.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't been ripped. And once you pay for it, open it up right in front of the cashier and see if the little scratch, you know, like you can scratch off the pin.
The pin number. Yeah.
Make sure it's intact.
Oh,
and shit. If it's not, if it looks like it's been tampered with or it's actually like scratched off, that's because somebody came and put a bunch of gift cards that they already have the codes to and are checking it daily to see what's been activated. What's been activated. Wow. And once it's activated, they fucking drain it.
Spend it quick.
Yeah. So there's that scam.
I got an Adidas gift card for my birthday last year.
Yeah.
I didn't spend it for like 3 months. Well, I didn't try to spend it for 3 months. When I went to try to spend it, the fucking pin number had already been scratched off. And I was like, no fucking way. Are you fucking kidding me?
Man, who gave you that gift card?
One of you guys.
I was probably Shomar, you gave him the gift card?
Yeah, you probably did, huh?
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up,
God,
man.
Damn it.
Fucking Shomar.
God damn it. Hate your ass. I had to pay full price for my fucking shoes.
Man.
So you never, but you never brought it to their attention that happened, or?
Well, no, because I forgot it was fucking Shomar that gave it to me.
And what can you really do?
Right. No, and that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people when it happens, I don't como que les da pena, you know, like it's like you're gonna be like, hey, bro, the card you gave me didn't have any funds in it.
Yeah.
So it happened again. My daughter got a gift card, like $50 gift from Target. We went to Target. The fucking little pin was scratched off too.
Damn.
And the girl looked at it and she was like, "Oh, you know what? Give me a second. I'll come. I'll be right back." She came. She left for like 2 minutes. Came back. She had a phone number on a receipt. She said, "Call this number. Give them the number on the card, and they will send you a new one."
Wow.
It was a Target card. So I guess, you know, they already knew that the scam was going on, so they were able to actually give me a new card, so I got that shit on the mail.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened to me once, too, with a Target gift card. Uh-huh. And then so I called so you can check the balance and where it was spent.
Oh.
And it was spent in Oregon, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And so that was the thing, but it was like $20, but
dude, my wife bought a bunch of gift cards, I think, at Walmart, right? And I think somehow they weren't they didn't have any money in it, so they had to go back in the cameras to see every single like keystroke that they put in, and they said, "Yep, it looks like it went through. It looked like it was authorized. The cameras were linked to the machines and all that stuff, but the money was gone." So they were able to replenish, like give her a card with some money in it.
Oh, they did?
They were able to, because their systems are apparently they're up to par or whatever.
Oh, nice.
But otherwise,
shit,
she would have been shit out of luck. And it was a lot of money, man. A
lot of fucking gift cards.
So what I'm noticing what they're doing now is they're either putting them behind a case.
That's what they should
do. Or the gift card that you get from the actual kiosk or the little thing where they hang them is not the actual gift card anymore. It's like a little card. You take it to the cashier. And then they grab it from behind the fucking cashier.
That's a little smarter. It's like inconvenient, but it's smarter.
But I have a solution.
What's that, Jerky?
What? Please tell us, Jerky.
How about give cash?
Cash? What? Cash is king, bro.
Give cash!
I thought cash was dead.
No, cash is not dead, bro. This is the best thing that you can do, is to have the envelope and have the little card that you're going to give them anyway.
Uh-huh.
Throw the cash in there, and even if you have to put a note to say, "I want you to spend this at Target," I would love you for you to spend it at Olive Garden.
Here's $100 for you to spend at Target.
Yeah, this is Target money.
Yes,
it only works at Target.
At the very least, you're thoughtful, and you know, because my wife says, "Oh, that's very impersonal. Why are you going to give them cash?" I'm like, cash is as good as a fucking gift card.
Nobody will ever turn it away.
Exactly.
I don't have a problem with cash.
Yeah. I love cash, bro. And I've been saying this for fucking 10 years already. Because you know why? Why I hate gift cards? Because I probably have about 15 gift cards in this drawer right here.
Okay.
Which one, Jerky?
The one I lock.
Okay,
the one I lock.
Damn it.
And most of these gift cards probably have like $2 on them. Even if they have 50 cents on them, that's still 50 cents I didn't use.
Wait, so you keep that?
Dude, am I going to throw away money? Do you throw away change?
If it's like a dirty penny, yeah.
What the fuck?
You know what, today?
If it's like green and shit, like I don't want this ugly penny.
You know, today I walked by a penny while I was walking my dogs. I just looked at it. I was like,
"Oh, you poor little thing."
I didn't pick it up.
You know what? I saw a quarter today. I was doing laundry, and I was like, "Oh, it's a quarter." You know what? I'm going to leave it there.
Oh, shit.
It's all right, you know, but I don't need a quarter. There's a guy that walks around. I'm sure
he'll pick it up.
Yeah. Man, but yes, just give cash. And just if you want to make, you know, put a note as to where you want them to spend it.
Right.
Just do that. Don't give gift cards, people.
Gift cards are a total scam, because the companies that fucking sell the gift cards, they get the money.
Yeah.
And if you spend it or not, they already have the money.
They have it.
So,
it's like giving them an advance.
Yeah, your little 50 cents. You know, what if there's like 1,000 people that have this 50 cents?
Right? So that's $500
bucks right there
that they have. And it's not 1,000, bro. There's fucking millions of gift cards out there that are out there that have balances on them. Mm-hmm. They probably millions of dollars that's never going to be spent.
Right.
It's just giving it to them for free.
Exactly.
So please, people, get on the bandwagon with me. Let's do like a movement where we just Say no to gift cards.
Right. And then the gift cards are bad for the environment.
That's right. You got to make those.
Yeah.
And it's plastic. They end up in the ocean. Right. A poor little like dolphin is going to choke on it.
Yeah. They don't shop at Amazon at all. Fuckers.
They don't even wear clothes.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right. All right. All right. Fellas, man, it's time to get out of here.
No, bro, we just got here.
I'm tired, I'm coughing.
No.
He said I'm coughing. What the fuck?
You know, the weather, you know, on the Big Red Bus, you know, we were on the top level.
Top deck.
It was open, and it started sprinkling on us.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what fucking got me, man.
Well, you fucked up, because you didn't see the weather report. And that's why all of us, like, huddled in the bottom, because we couldn't find seats up there. They were like, oh, motherfucker, the fun part is the top.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm away from Victoria's down here. And, like, that's what you guys get.
I know.
But you know what? But I had a good time down there.
But then when it started raining, guess what?
They came back.
Everybody, it was like rats. They just started coming down.
After the first bar, I stayed in the bottom.
Yeah, you guys did. I stayed on top.
So. I was like, hey, fella, hey. You know, it's really nice down here. I'm going to join you guys. Oh, man. But, dude, you know, that was a good time. You know, we all have to deal with the aftermath of that fucking adventure and shit. But, you know, it is it was a great time. You know, for all of you that showed up, thank you for showing up and, you know, having a great time with us. And with that, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time, man. I don't think I've had, like, that much of a good time, like, a long period of time. Like we left like what at 2? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, we didn't come back home to like, well, at least us, to like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I got home almost at midnight. Yeah.
I stopped.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn, I
left early then.
I stopped at a fucking 7-Eleven to get some cup of noodles. Oh, I was craving. Oh, I was craving cup of noodles.
He's like, yeah, I love pho.
So yeah. So I went and, you know, but yeah, it was a night of chaos, but it was great memories, whatever we remembered. And, yeah, so, you know, I mean, I feel bad that not that many people listeners couldn't attend more and stuff. We should have probably gotten 2 buses and stuff, but, you know, the people that did attend, I know they had a bunch of fun, you know, and then all our friends and everybody that kind of hanged out and stuff, so. Yeah, definitely was good. And we just finished the Dodger victory World Series and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're like pumped because of that.
It was a crazy week because it was the win. Then on Friday the parade, and then fucking Saturday the Big Red Bus.
Yeah. So
Sunday fucking recovery.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's when we knew our age.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wake up and you're like, oh my god. Fuck.
Let me tell you what I did on Sunday.
What?
I hit 2 home runs. I had a triple and a double.
Calm down, Otani.
Calm down, Freeman.
That's what you did on Sunday?
I did on Sunday.
You went to play?
I went to play.
No, he had a dream.
No.
He woke up like,
hey, I slept
his, all his wife is like, you missed your game.
I went
did I?
Went 4-for-5, man. It was fucking awesome.
MVP.
MVP. But it started rough, though. I popped up on the first inning to right. And then, like the first inning, I think they hit a ball, hits the grass, and I'm trying to do too much to try to get him at third, and it hits my chest and my hand, and it fucking like just fucking bounces off.
You play for the Yankees or what?
No, yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I need another caffeine pill, and let me see what's gonna happen after I woke up. I was good to go.
Damn, that's crazy, cold, man.
Watch next week. Jericho's gonna try to do the bus on Saturday. Have another good ass game next week.
Man, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but definitely good time, and you know, add that to the memory and stuff. But with that, I can't say let's go Dodgers because they made it.
There he went.
Did it.
Well, let's go. So, let's go Rams.
Let's go Raiders. Raiders.
Nice.
I had to stop myself there.
Maybe,
but you know, I still
maybe
love my
go Raiders for the
I
first
still
pick.
Love my Raiders, but either way, you know, a good time, and you know, fuck the kicker.
Oh, yeah, fuck the kicker. Man, yeah, I want to start off, too, by thanking, like, the listeners that showed up for the bus, man. But you know what? They don't have a second bus. The person that coordinated
well,
it.
Well, next
was
year, like, they're going to have to get a triple fucking decker.
A triple decker? That's how people die, bro. That's too high.
I'm for sure staying in the bottom deck.
Yeah, but no, but shout out to you guys. I hope you guys had a good time, man. But hopefully next time, you know, we can have more people show up and you know, because this was almost like a little test run, right? It was like a little test run. You know, wanted to see how people reacted and
when we mean people, we mean like fans, because the bus was packed.
Yeah,
it was packed and stuff like that. But you know, I wish we would have like had like way more listeners. Probably like you said, like a second bus.
Yeah, that would have been cool, man.
Fuck, that would have been a mess. Yeah. I mean, it was already a fucking mess.
Imagine 100 people showing up at a bar. At the same time.
That would be crazy.
Dude, 50 people was too many.
Yeah. Fucking people trying to tear off Jericho's shirt.
And you know what? And that's what happens is stuff, because you get off at the bar, and then there's a huge-ass line, so by the time you get your drink, you got to down it.
Yeah.
Because the guy comes and goes, 10 minutes left, and we got to leave. So that's what fucks you up.
Well, because we were short on time because somebody was late.
Not me. We're not gonna name names.
hey, Mick. But I saw your shirt. That shit was worth it.
Hey, thank you. I did like the shirt. I looked at him and I was like, oh, look at this guy.
Everybody commented on Mick Torres' shirt,
dude. And you know what? I had the shoes. I just don't wear them because they're white. You know, white shoes.
Oh. Yeah, you had your white kicks,
man. So I had white fucking shoes, bro. Yeah. Chilling. Why did I not make it off the bus without somebody fucking stepping on?
Bro, I was joking, and I put my foot there, right?
Uh-huh.
And Victoria says, like, no! And I was like, cool. He turns around, and Chili steps on his
shoe. She comes to give me a hug, and she fucking steps on my shoe.
Oh, she didn't do it on purpose.
No, she didn't do it on purpose. And I was like, big old fucking shoe print on the fucking...
Because it's made by Chili.
I know. I was like, oh, you just branded me. What the fuck?
Hey, you know what? When I saw Mick with his shirt, his fucking fly shoes and everything, man, it looked like a makeover. like he got out the car, his hair was glistering.
See his jacket, bro?
Yeah.
I had my little bomber jacket.
Topaz jacket.
That's it, man.
But that's why I defend you, bro, because I know
it's there. It's just.
He got talent.
I got talent.
You're going
somewhere. It's like that ugly girl that. She was like, she's got game or whatever it's called.
She's all that.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, but I used to know this girl. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, but thank you guys, man. Thank you guys for the fun, man. For the memories, everything, man. Thank you guys for today's show. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 deep. Ba 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 doop.
And this week, I want to recommend this show that I've been trying to tell everybody for the past few weeks. But for some reason, I've either been forgetting or just mentioned some other show because I just don't remember what the hell. But it's Penguin or The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. On Max.
That's on Max.
Yeah.
Holy.
Is that shit good?
Fucking shit.
It's a slow start to that shit, but once it gets going, it's good.
Penguin.
Penguin. Yeah. It's Colin Farrell, right?
Yeah, it's Colin Farrell.
The dude's in a suit. Like, you do not recognize him.
Yeah.
But there's little, like, snippets of Colin Farrell in there. Like, but you know what? It's Penguin, bro. This dude transformed himself into a character that's just so fucking amazing, and the storyline is so good.
And it's the style is based off of the Batman movie. So the Penguin was in that movie.
Oh, shit.
So he's like in Gotham.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty dope.
And they just start revealing little by little, and it just opens up. It's a really good story so far. Yeah. I've watched probably like, I don't know, like 30 minutes, which is like the whole season. It's worth it, bro. Just 10 minutes in the beginning.
It was worth it.
And then 10 minutes and then in the final, in the season finale, you're good to go, bro. You get
it. It's called The Penguin.
Yes.
It starts off when he's a little egg. Yeah. And it cracks. And it cracks and shit.
It's amazing, bro. But with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. Did I say that right?
No, you did not.
Still drunk.
Make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. pinche podcast, Hasta Fellas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Podcast and stuff.